Well, welcome back to the Edinburgh International Book Festival. My name's Sarah. You may have heard some other things that I've been doing on here off and on again. I'm the director of the children's program here at the festival. But today, we're 2 days before we go up and let everybody in, and we're still in a bit of a building site. So we thought we'd wander around and give you a feel for what the festival's like before it's up and running and open to the public. Right now, we're standing at the crossway of the walkways. They're all up. The tarp is on top of them to keep us safe from the rain, though the sun has just come out finally, thank goodness. The pounding you can hear in the background is our entrance tent being built. The first tent you walk into that has our box office, our information desk, all that kind of thing, goes up last because that's where we need to get all the trucks and trolleys and bulldozers and cranes to come through while we build everything else. So it's kind of the beginning of the end now they've started building that. So we've just entered our Spiegel tent, which is a purpose-built Belgian ballroom. It's all mirrors and wood and glass. It's a beautiful thing. There's a couple around Edinburgh during the festival. You may have seen the one in Princes Street Gardens or the one in George Street, but there's one here at the Book Festival. It's a particularly special space because it's where we have our evening cabaret, our Unbound events, which are reading, performance, poetry, music, a whole new free drop-in event that we're doing every night from 9. But right now, it's a deathly calm because we're putting everything in. Right now, our caterers are putting in the cafe, they're setting up the bar. Tomorrow, actually, the director will have to do the whiskey tasting to make sure that our whiskey and taps are all up and running before we start selling it to the public. So it's a bit of a busy space right now, but it'll be even busier for the opening night party come Saturday. Now we're in the back of the children's bookshop, the RBS Children's Bookshop we build every year specifically just for children. This time, instead of hearing hammers and nails, what you can hear are voices and hoovers because our bookshop staff had to start a week ago to get all the stock ready, all the shelves up, all everything good to go for this shop to start trading, even though it's only open 2 weeks a year. So we'll have thousands and thousands of books, hundreds of visitors, loads of book signings. Everything will be up and running, including our activity corner. In the back of the children's bookshop, we have a craft center. It's for activities, crafts, materials, fun and play for kids under 12, and it's open every day. So starting tomorrow, we'll have to put out all the crepe paper and the glitter and the glue sticks and everything like that. But right now, it's looking a little bit empty, so I think we'll be getting on to that next. This is the very brightly colored Imagination Lab. It's greens and oranges and yellows and rainbows. This is our space for play and fun for little ones. It's where we have our free story time every day at noon and 3. It's where we have a lot of our costume character events. In fact, opening day, we'll be having our first shadow puppet theater piece in here. It's a very flexible, fun space. It's not lecture theater like a lot of our other venues, and so it's open to a lot of different kinds of activity. There's even across the corner a special partition where we have to hide the people who are in the giant costumes, the Kipper the dogs, the Elmer the elephants, so that they can jump out and surprise all the kids when the time comes during the event. So we're just getting it all ready for the very first day of tiny ones to come in and make their fairy wings and monster masks. And I'll leave you with one of the most exciting places of the festival, I think. This is our author's yurt. A yurt is kind of like a teepee, but it's round. It's an Asian kind of a tent. It's several round little pods with carpets and bohemian sofas and rugs and a big wood chip burning stove. It's a cozy space where our authors come to prepare and relax and enjoy the festival away in the corner. So it's not anywhere anybody gets to see unless they're one of the festival's special guests. So it's very exciting that I get to stand in here, actually, right now. Though it's not completely finished yet. Normally there are desks and reception staff and people worrying about hotels and fees and chair people and books and all the logistics that help our events happen. This is the place where it works. But right now, it is an oasis of calm waiting for all of our authors to arrive Saturday morning.